The picture I like to carry in my mind is of a young woman with a serene yet eager face. Her lovely blue eyes, inherited from seagoing forebears, looking out into the distance, which her love of adventure urged her to explore. Her sense of fun and her love of the beautiful and strange helped her to enjoy the details on the way, for to Amy it was not just the arrival which counted. Thousands remember the Amy of the spectacular triumph, but not so many were privileged to know the kindly, modest woman who was an inspiring and entertaining friend, who had made her own dreams and visions come partly true, and who was interested in helping other women to make their mark in aviation. Her own success was not just a flash in the pan, it was the prelude to greater things which she did not live to pursue. She sincerely believed in progress, technical progress, and progress in human relations, also progress of the human spirit. As she wrote in 1932, progress means always trying to go one better, to get more out of something, by trial and error, by crying for the moon, by hitching one's wagon to a star, by never saying die. So the world progresses. Individual steps, she wrote, may be too small to matter much, but the sum total, like the ant heap, the honeycomb, the skyscraper, or the Queen Mary, is an achievement worthwhile. Of women in aviation, I once heard her say, about 15% of real success is due to technical efficiency, and about 85% to skill in human engineering, to personality and the ability to deal with people. By the time women have acquired the technical skill equal to a man's, they have acquired something a great deal more valuable and of vast potential importance to their future employer, personality. On the day before her last flight, we lunched together and discussed the plans for the future, to which in the dark days of 1941 we were all looking forward. There were many Amys in one person, and each was an interest and a pleasure to know. I knew her over many years, and looking back, I can see how she was maturing into a rich, integrated personality, full of a greater potentiality as an individual and as a contributor to progress. In 1937, Sir Francis Shelmerdine, Director General of Civil Aviation, said, "The services to aviation by Miss Amy Johnson may be said to have been equaled by few individuals, and it is a matter of speculation whether in their cumulative effect they can have been excelled by anybody, man or woman." In echoing this public tribute to a famous flyer, I would also add my own personal appreciation of a brilliant, generous, indomitable and friendly woman whose passing took something gay and vital from us.